Like a bear in a hammock, we bring joy to your life. This is The Perfect Pour.
Hey, everybody that loves bears and hammocks.
How could you not love a bear in a hammock?
This is the perfect four. Oh, yeah. What's your problem?
Yeah, seriously.
Listener.
Is that the kind of bear that likes a picnic basket?
It could be the bear.
Hey, Yogi. Here comes the rancher, Yogi.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Yogi.
Yeah, you're all, hey, Yogi.
I've been drinking too much pre-drinking. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. This is a craft beer podcast, episode 51. I'm Mikey.
I am Nick.
I am L Bearded Brewer.
L.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I knew something was
different.
You non-Spanish speaking listeners, That's the Bearded Brewer.
I believe this is 21, isn't that 51?
That sounds right.
That sounds like 21.
Dang it.
Chequantono.
Catorce.
Uno, dos, tres.
That's 40.
Cinco is five. Cincuenta uno. There we go. That's 51.
That sounds
sounds
proper.
We are all fluent.
Yeah, there we go. That's your Spanish part of the podcast for the day.
We're still looking for a Mexican craft brewer. If somebody would come find from Mexico, a craft brewer in Mexico.
And please call that style the novella.
Yeah, and please call it the novella style. Welcome back. We're going to be, it's just the three of us, and we're just going to hang out and talk about craft beer.
Here we are.
Just the three of us.
Yes. Episode 50, we had the Kins Bay Brews on because it was 50 and it was special.
We go big.
Yeah, we go big on the 50s.
Yeah, we went home.
And 51.
We went home.
Yeah.
We fell asleep shortly after.
Yes.
And then woke up. Wondered where the hell we were.
But we're here to talk about beer. So, what have you guys been doing in the beer world out there?
Been dying.
Crafting, doing crafty stuff.
I've been thinking.
I've been exploring more into people that can bring me beer.
Befriending more beer people.
Somebody said I need to be more selfish in my life, so I guess that means using people that travel for my own beer taste.
Wow. Somebody told you to be more selfish?
Yeah. Let's not overstep that.
We're not passing that up.
A drunken palm reading, they said I'm very selfless. I need to be more selfish. And I said, well, I could see it in myself to do that.
That Palmier is just trying to get in your pants, dude.
Dang. Aren't they all?
Yeah, right? Am I right?
Am I right? I'm the bearded lady.
Wait, bearded lady. The bearded brewer hooked up with the bearded lady.
Oh,
the beards. Man. Oh, beard sex.
There's a lot of females that like beards.
Hashtag and/or beard sex.
And or own beards nowadays.
Own beards.
You're the only beard. I
know a few ladies that own beards for
they
bearding.
Own them.
In case they need to beard up the place.
Beard up? I got to beard it up in here.
Very good. It's like the 80s party now. It's a bearded party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to do a beard party.
Beard parties.
Wow. Genius.
Damn it.
I wake up because every day is a beard party.
There's the name of the episode.
I see a t-shirt coming.
You just named the episode, bro.
Everyone
stop. I got to write this down now.
Every day is a beard party.
Every day is
Yes. Here on The Perfect Pour, we still use the pen and paper. The old parchment.
Tea.
And quill.
Got it.
If you will.
So, we have a long, first, let's talk about what we're drinking.
Oh, yes. Let's get back to that.
We got to always talk about what we're drinking because it's beer podcast.
And for once, we're not talking about my shoes.
Talking about clown shoes.
The brewing company.
The brewing company that they like the comic style
they
labels.
They are which pushing to me. Their limits.
Their limits.
Well, not their limits, but they put a little bit out there, and it was received well, so I think they're going a little bit further. Yeah.
They're pushing the comic
with the
book
naming of their
style.
Beers.
We're drinking the Space Cake Double IPA.
Slap of the Space Cake, man.
What are you guys thinking about this Space Cake?
Digging it.
I think they got excellent hop extraction in this beer.
Mm. I taste buttercream.
Oh, yeah, now you say that. Hop extraction, I like that statement. I don't hear that very much.
Yeah.
If at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a professional term.
It's industry term.
Industry.
Because some hops, they have like a...
It's a vernacular.
A citrus or a little dancing on the tongue. This to me, if you will.
Dancing, wow, we're
dancing,
getting serious.
Dancing
dude.
On the tongue, yes.
Hold me closer, hoppy dancer.
God damn it. But this, to me, it feels more like...
Or is that Tony Danza? I always get confused.
Oh, my clothes are Tony Danza.
Nobody talks about Tony Danza that way.
I've got to stop
apologize.
This show.
Or is it Tony Danzig?
Oh!
You just came up with a name for a beer right there.
He went full MySpace right when, there.
When we open our brewery... One of the beers is going to be called a Tony Danzig.
Tony Danzig. So some IPAs to me, if you will, I associate them as if they're a little bit citrusy, kind of something that dances on the tongue. To me, this is what you would polish a table with. It's almost like an oil feeling. And that some
oily.
Hoppy beers like this, Knee Deep is really good at getting that. But it just feels... I don't know. There's just like a wetness to it, and it just, it's like an oil. It's something that like coats your tongue, if you will. And it just, I don't know. It's a different feeling for sure. Mouthfeel, which is a part of drinking beer.
Mm-hmm. Different mouthfeel. You get on Beer Citizen and make sure to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Put it, this is like a total Tony Danzig beer.
Totally. This is when
see,
we
beer
need.
Beer Citizen has that.
We need those
note.
Printouts. The
oh yeah, the Beer Citizen printouts.
Now would be an epic time
print
for the
those
printout.
Out next time. Damn it!
Since we have these pen things,
pens. We like notebooks and pens. All right, we have a running battle with Rebel IPA.
Oh,
we mentioned it in last episode. Kins Babrews has not tried it either.
Has not tried it. She, what'd she say?
No, she hadn't. She
wasn't turning it away, but she couldn't find it, right?
She couldn't find it that readily.
In bottle form? I think she was looking for it in bottle form.
She's just not, basically, she's just not really caring to look for it that much.
But yeah,
what I got
if it showed up, she'd try it, but it just hasn't.
Yeah, if somebody gave it to her, she wouldn't say, no, I'm against that. I'm not going to drink it. But she's not seeking it out either. So, but we have a stance to not try it. We're trying to get through life and not try Rebel IPA. We're refusing. We're rebelling against Rebel IPA.
Refuse.
But
we've put up a wall.
Not our listeners. Not all listeners are listening to this. You're heeding this thing we have.
Are you saying there's somebody that's gone astray?
Yes. He or sold out.
Sold
well,
out.
We can make the decision after this email. Our boy, Mike Sardina.
Oh, that guy.
You mean
sorry, I got a little close
now
to the microphone.
Like,
on
oh,
that.
Look, see, the Bitter Brewer's interested now.
Sorry about the spiking.
From Society Brewing,
mm-hmm.
M. Sardina. Mm-hmm. We talk about him pretty much every episode. He emailed us with this epic email. Says, yes. You may or may not have seen my tweet and my untapped check-in from last Saturday, but it happened. Rebel IPA. These lips so attuned to the likes of Pliny the Elder, Sculpin, Alesmith IPA, Alpine, Nelson. Well, I had the thrill of ticking the whale of all hoppy whales.
So
Samuel
he's
Adams, IPA. Rebel IPA. No. Let me paint you a detailed and way too long email picture of this triumphant moment. It was the National Home Brewers Conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We were attending the Home Brew Competition Awards and Banquet. Of course, there is simply no awesome beer in Michigan. Bell's, Founders, Short's, New Holland, Guggen, Brewery Viant, Vivient. Sorry, Vivint. I can't talk. So the dinner was naturally sponsored by Samuel Adams.
How about that?
Makes sense. I was invited to sit at the Brewing Network's table up front.
Very nice.
Front row. Brewing Network gets a front row. You may have heard about them. I think they do an internet radio show or something. Hmm.
Something.
We were sharing the table with the other sponsors, like Chris White from White Labs.
Oh.
The famed Chris White. And as it happened, with three folks from the Samuel Adams sales crew. So he's at a table with Chris White from White Labs, mm-hmm. Brewing Network people, mm-hmm. and Sam Adams sales people.
Sales reps. Not even a brewer.
The dinner was also a glorified bottle share, so naturally I brought and shared the pupil with everyone.
Can you imagine sitting with what showed the pupil up there? From,
oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Dusted off.
And Mike's slumming it with the pupil. Poor Mike.
Yeah. The pupil. I bet the pupil beat out. The official dinner beers, on the other hand, were provided by Samuel Adams. After we drained both 2-liter growlers of the pupil, the only beer remaining on the table was Rebel IPA. I knew my time had come. After all, the whole time we were enjoying the pupil, and the Sam folks sure drank their share, the Samuel Adams folks were raving about how careful Jim Koch was to develop the recipe as a West Coast IPA and how aggressive and hop-forward it was. Simcoe hops, Amarillo, Cascade, Chinook, Centennial, oh my! Who would have thought to use hops like those in a new IPA?
Brilliant!
So there was no way out. I had to try some of the beer at their behest. It's this fancy word, I don't know, so I don't know how to pronounce it. I opened the 12-ounce bottle and poured maybe 3 or 4 ounces in my glass. I took a sip. I tried to smile. I said, that's not terrible. I set the glass down and enjoyed some homebrew the rest of the evening. Actually, that shit was delicious. The dude from the Brewing Network, who I was sitting next to, simply stated, I think that Rebel is oxidized. If the Sam folks heard him, they did not comment. There you have it. I tried Rebel IPA.
No!
I checked into the beer on Untappd, and I lived to tell the tale. All in all, it was not terrible, just not the IPA that I like to enjoy. It was, however, probably a hell of a lot tastier than that Stone 16th anniversary will be when you enjoy that bad boy.
Oh. Yeah.
I like how nobody's done shooting that dead horse.
No,
that Stone 16th is not dead. It is completely alive. On a side note, the Samuel Adams Lager was a fantastic beer to enjoy with the veal shank and the German bratwurst and sauerkraut. Really pretty tasty of a beer for a hearty Germanic fare. I'm absolutely not bashing Sam. I just think their IPA is subpar compared to the competition. Check and mate. Cheers, Mike.
Well.
Well said,
he
sir.
Proved a few things in that. In the hop lineup, and that was an exceptional hop lineup for a West Coast beer. Yes. And he also proved another thing. He said he only poured about 3 to 4 ounces in his glass, and he only sipped upon it, but he was still able to check into that beer, which I think is an old argument of ours, is how much do you have to enjoy to...
Interesting, yep.
You know, consider it a check-in.
I think you just laid it out. 3 ounces is enough to...
Mm-hmm.
You can check in the Untappd.
Typical beer festival tasting
or
size.
Review on Beer Citizen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
3 ounce pour. On a 3 ounce pour.
So, what do we... Are we out of that clown shoes?
Oh, that, I yep. believe there's a smidgen left.
Nope. Nothing.
Oh, well. Nope. Not all gone.
Clown
shoes.
So, we
need a new beer.
Oh, yeah.
And so, a bearded brewer, I think you have something for us that we can discuss.
What?
I don't know. Something.
Oh.
beer news. Beer news.
Beer news related.
Oh, well, no. Well, I mean...
Because it's been a whole another week since we're...
No, I understand this, but it's just I'm killing time because Mikey's over grabbing a beer. Oh. I mean, it's...
This means this, something he must hear.
This requires all podcaster participation.
All hands on deck.
Sometimes one of us has to get up and get a beer.
Everybody schwab the deck.
That was me.
I got the poop deck.
Crap. Bad poop. I have a beer opening injury.
Party foul.
Like my opening hand, mm-hmm. I have a strain.
Carpal
beer tunnel
syndrome.
I have a strain on the top of my hand. Wow. I have a strain.
Then, good Lord, man, why are you opening beer?
We need you to get some bottle openers on the table then.
Yeah.
Just... We can make that happen.
Okay. So I was drawn to attention of a certain beer.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, not too long ago, it was posted that a company you guys may know of Modern Times.
Yes, Modern Times. We love you, Modern Times.
Love you long time, right?
Yes.
Well, what are they primarily known for?
Cans,
cool cans.
And...
large cans.
And as of July 12th...
large cans.
Large. July 12th will be their 1 year. So they've done... Wow. They've done...
No way. They have not hit a year yet?
So they have amazing canned beer. They now have two bars that allocate their beer, which if you have not looked at them, they're amazing. They have floppy disk murals.
Floppy disk.
Mike doesn't know how to comprehend that.
Yes.
Remembered floppy disk was a thing.
They made a mural out of floppy disks. They have a comic book wall. They took pages of a comic book over like a 20-foot wall.
Mike, come back. No, they're not open right now. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Like, what's the real estate value in that area? Like, attainable?
Yeah. And under one of their bar tops at one of them, it is books that are stacked with end out. And in their newest bar, they actually stacked it with VHS tapes.
Wow.
Good. So yeah, your feet are slightly tapping VHS tapes.
I feel like we're in Modern Times Brewery right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have all those things inside of here in the studio right now.
It's basically they sifted through your garage and made it their brewery.
What the hell?
They've been spying on you.
Yeah, but they are pretty awesome. But
they have liked some of our stuff on Instagram, so I'm pretty sure.
So they are quite awesome. But here's the controversial topic. From West Coaster, SoCal, they talk about beer, and SoCal. Modern Times first bomber gets released in just over.
A glass bomber?
Which is about right now. A glass bomber with their first anniversary party happening soon after on July 12th. So in a 22-ounce bottle, they're releasing a beer called Oneida. I believe it's O-E-N-E-I-D-A.
Uinta?
Uinta?
Not Uinta.
Uinta.
But it is a hoppy fruit pale ale.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm.
So
that sounds good.
How do you guys feel about a canning first company going into 22 ounce
into
bottles.
Bottling? That's crazy.
It's probably a good beer.
These
probably.
Are the modern times we live in, guys.
Granted, it is probably a good beer. It is a more of a shareable quantity because it's 22 ounces. But
so they're making it for the podcast beer podcast segment people. They can share it.
Do you want...
Aren't there 22-ounce cans? What are the tall boys?
They do make 22, 32, yeah.
Well, yeah.
16, the, 12.
The BL Sweeties and the...
BL Sweeties?
Bud Lights.
Well, I mean, if you look at Mission down in their area, they do the 32-ounce can.
Just all out. Yeah. There are large cans on the shelves I've seen before.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, you know, the old dad beers, the Steel Reserves and the Miller High Lifes, and they all come in. Oh, what about the Fosters even? Remember the...
Yeah, those Fosters. What's the Japanese beer that has...
Sapporo.
Yeah, Sapporo has a giant-ass, never-ending can.
Never-ending, yeah.
Oddly-shaped never-ending can.
Yes.
Do you remember the Heineken keg can?
Yes.
I'm surprised one of those is not on the shelf here at the studios. I really am.
Yeah, I don't think I ever actually bought one. But
oh, okay.
Damn it, I respect it.
There's a plethora of large-format cans, and I'm really shocked... I don't blame them. I mean, glass is good, but I'm shocked they didn't do it.
That's crazy.
I'm shocked they didn't go big ass can.
So I've got an iron right now for our next beer, Iron Fist. It's a extra pale from there. The Nelson the Impaler.
Ooh. Me.
Yeah. And but watch, I've already previewed this one.
Okay.
And watch how it pours. I know this is an audio medium podcasting.
So watch closely.
So everyone watch closely.
Craft Trucker, don't swerve. Look at
how clear it is. Look
oh,
at that.
Wow.
It's like the weirdest looking.
That is the color of gasoline.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's very...
I've got more, so
that's
not enough.
Gosh, I wish I was better with words, and I should be because I'm on a podcast. There's a bluish hue to it
from
this distance.
There is a bluish hue to it. It is a weird...
It is very...
I had this preview this, and producer Becky even, it looked, before I even said anything, was like, wow, that's a weird-looking pour.
See, the only thing I've seen close to this...
See how that glass sounds? That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
You are seeing it by hearing it.
Yeah.
It's not crystal clear. It's cloudy.
It is one of the weirdest colors I've ever seen.
Smells a little funky.
Yeah, it's... I'm wondering if...
That's either a lot of sediment or
I'm wondering if something happened. Like, is it a... Like, something happened to the bottles? Or is it supposed to be that way?
It's golden blue, and it's got a lot of...
It's just as cloudy as S.
No, sediment. There's sediment in there.
Sorry, I didn't get mean to get too loud, but there's a bunch of sediment in the bottom of this bottle.
Mm.
No, it's in the beer, too.
I know, but look at the bottom of this bottle.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's mud.
It is cake.
But the catacomb has this kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appeal to
so
it.
So, like, is it supposed to be this way? That's what I'm like... Is there something wrong with the bottle, or is this is how it is?
It depends. If they did not filter the beer, it is possible to end up with cloudy bottles. It's just extra B vitamins if you got yeast in the bottle. But you look more for astringent tastes. So if it tastes bad, it won't necessarily harm you. It'll just taste bad.
Right.
Well, they have ale twice, so this is an ale.
It's an ale.
It's an ale. They're creeping in on our IPA.
IPA.
Which it tastes like an extra pale. It's smooth. I wouldn't say there's anything wrong with this beer other than it has a little bit of little something extra in it.
A little something. All right. Well, then maybe it's supposed to be like this. So everyone, check out if you get a chance. Iron Fist, their extra pale,
and it's in a 12-ounce.
The Impaler.
This is the first Iron Fist 12-ounce I've seen.
Yeah, and it was at Fig Tree Liquor for you locals. Mm-hmm. You want to find it?
The good old Fig Tree.
Very nice.
So, Brewdogs. So, we like to talk about Brewdogs.
The Brewdogs.
The Brewdogs are back. Season 2 has begun June 25th. So we get to see all the... I couldn't find any... they're not letting loose of the information on what breweries they went to.
Oh.
But I can tell they went to a Carolina brewer at least. I could tell that. Mm. And probably an Indianapolis beer because it looked like they're at the Indy 500 their preview video. So,
which was late May, right? That race already happened.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it's...
Well, we know they went to Beechwood, which we...
Oh, yeah, they did go to Beechwood, huh?
I can't wait for that episode. So,
let's hear
Long Beach Brewery.
The trailer.
Turn your kegs up to 11.
No, they did not
they,
say
they
that.
Have
they did not say that.
For
they
another did. Tour of America.
I'm so excited, I can't think.
More breweries. Wilder experiments.
This is going to be the most expensive, most caloric, fastest beer ever.
Same attitude. Brewdogs. Catch up with season 1 on demand now. New season premieres June 25th at 9 on the new Esquire Network.
There you go.
So
that wasn't NASCAR. That was NASTRA.
So we could be watching it, but we're recording.
Yeah.
And when this is airing,
yeah, we're recording.
It
right
is
now.
Already aired, so we assume that it didn't flop because it looks like. It looks like they planned a whole season.
Yeah, it looks like they got a whole season in the bag.
So we'll just assume that it's good so far.
Maybe season 3, they'll come to Tioga.
All right.
Do a fig beer.
Well, we had all the good stuff, so...
We need figs and hard pen.
And hard pen, smog. Yeah, they could brew at Forestair Underground Gardens.
We know you guys brewed with steam. You guys want to brew with some smog?
Yeah.
Smog.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yes, there is...
If you want to be Side hardcore note, brew dogs, I just want to see them hook up with chicks and beer. I like what they do with the brewing because they always do something local and like make it fun and interesting.
Yeah, but you know they're badass when they get an engineer involved.
Yeah, they got an engineer to build their brewing system. But I just like when they show like the top five. Craft beer places to go in whatever city that they're in.
Yeah. They give you an epic list.
That's like my favorite part of the show.
Yeah. So. List of breweries and brew pubs.
Yeah. And brew
or
pubs.
Or tap houses.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's basically the top five craft beer things to do in that city.
Yeah.
Essentially. So, I think it's an entertaining show for you craft beer people if you haven't checked it out. And Esquire Network, last season showed the hell out of it because, you know, they have like five shows. So,
yeah.
So, it was all
good to see more. That's
place.
All.
Yep. So, Bearded Brewer.
Yes.
I was in the beer garden recently.
Yeah.
And the Bert was talking to a guy I overheard. This guy was from Los Angeles and he had stopped into the brewery. To check out, you know, get some beer. And so have you been experiencing that? We're getting a little bit of beer tourism happening?
Oh, you mean out of town?
Yes.
People? Sorry, I dropped my microphone. Yes, we have gotten a significant amount of people, whether they're going camping, they're traveling through town from the San Diego's, just wherever. They're traveling through and they type in, brewery, and they come across they come across us. It is freaking weird, and it is awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and there are people that just don't know anything about us. There was a gentleman a week ago that came in, and he didn't say what he did for a living. He kind of sounded like a voice actor on a Cartoon Network show that we couldn't pick off the top of our head, but it was weird. But the gist of it is we know that he goes to an airline, he picks out a cheap airfare, he flies into there, and he kind of hits the craft beer scene to his destination.
Huh.
So he mentioned he's all from where I'm at in Texas to Fresno is a cheap airfare. And he's all, I'll start in Fresno and I'll either go north or south to my destination. And I try to find breweries or stuff in between. So he happened to be in town We happened to be open. He came down to Tioga.
Yeah.
Did two flights. He wrote down in his notebook about the beers, what they were, any significant features about mm-hmm. the brewery or anything about that. And then he asked us, he's like, where are bottle shops around? And so then he wrote down on his piece of paper where near bottle shops were and everything like that. And he's like, well, I got a flight at 8 o'clock. So he's like, I want to get beer from your local California.
Uh-huh.
And I want to try your beer and take your beer back. And he'd pack it all in his, you know, bags to take on the plane right. and take it back to home. And they have brew clubs there that do raffles. So things like stickers and things will go into that.
Nice.
And he'll enjoy the beer. So it was just weird. That's all we could understand.
Now.
That's the only part we understand is when he ends up somewhere, he goes and picks up beer and takes it back home to Texas.
That's like the dream life to
right?
me. Like, and that's a year ago, that wasn't happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's happening.
So
thank you to House of Pendragon and Tioga Sequoia's Beer Garden.
Yeah. You know, if anybody comes our way, we try to send them their way, you know, whether it's Southgate or Dust Bowl or mm-hmm. House of Pendragon, we try to, you know, get that camaraderie of, hey, you should check this out, or hey, if you want to get some bottles, you should go to Spoke or DOS, or mm-hmm. we try to do that the best we can, and it's cool to catch that stuff.
And we have, for those, you know, Californians, that are, or somebody from, actually, there's a lot of Europeans that go to Yosemite, but if you're going to Yosemite and you're like, and you have in mind what craft beer spots I might hit up on this trip, we have it here. You know, you can stop here.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Tioga is not far off the 41, which you would take up to Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
It's right off of it, actually. And House of Pendragon, you're going to have to drive in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, if you're kind of focused on checking out beer as you're going up, it's not that big of a deal to mm-hmm. stop at. And then you stop when you're in Oakhurst, right outside the gates of Yosemite. You stop at the Oakhurst one. I'm drinking too much, damn it. Southgate.
Mm-hmm.
You stop at Southgate. So, like, we have things to stop at. So. Mm-hmm. Go to Yosemite this year, people. Start planning your Yosemite trip.
Yeah.
And when you're in Yosemite, you can drink Tioga. There are spots in Tioga
and
to
you
have
can
Yosemite.
See Half Dome and drink a Half Dome.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's spots in Yosemite that you can get at the, probably on the Valley Floor, that store that's on the Valley Floor. What's
yeah, there's store? A few stores and a couple of bars, from my understanding, that have different craftier beers, but that is another one that we get. We commonly get people who are like, oh, hey, I was in Half Dome and I was drinking Half Dome and I live in Arizona. Can I get your beer? And we're like, oh, you know, perhaps you should have picked up a little bit. But, you know, it happens.
You're like, no, you're like, screw you. Don't you know you can't get out of here.
just come back. just come back.
No, I know there's a pizza place at the camps there on the Valley Floor. Now the name's escaping me. I stayed there too. Like tonight, it's not tonight, I can't, but there's this really cool pizza place that has good beer in there too. So I'm assuming that's where I would get Tioga, but when you're in Yosemite, make sure to try Tioga Sequoia.
Mm-hmm. Tioga Sequoia.
Yay, beer tourism in Fresno.
Woo. Yay. It happens. You just have to be there.
Episode 2 of Perfect Pour. We could not have said that, but now we can.
Nope.
But hopefully, if you go to House and Pendragon, you'll catch it on the right day that they have beer.
Yes. that was quite the scare. Yeah, so we're not going to be open today, and we probably won't be open, you know, Thursday, Friday next week, and we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All you know is House of Pendragon, when you can have beer in there, you know it's fresh as hell. You cannot get any fresher.
There ain't no other way.
Yeah, there is not possible to
old
get fresher
beer does
beer.
Not exist.
No.
At House of Pendragon. Thanks to Bells.
Yeah, Bells from Dorktown Podcast drinking all the banner in.
The outside of the keg still have Tommy's sweat from him.
Yeah, it still is not dried. The sweat is not dried.
He's unloading it from the truck, and guys have straws into the top of the keg.
Yeah.
He can't even get it into the stores.
I mean, but that's awesome because We have an awesome craft brewer in town that cannot, literally cannot brew fast enough. Like, wouldn't it be a suck if he's just sitting there in his tap room and he's just like, could somebody come here and drink my beer? No. He cannot, literally can't keep beer. I think maybe he should start thinking about having some guest taps there to kind of slow the process of drinking his beer.
If there wasn't outrageous laws, he could do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a permit issue.
He doesn't have, if he had his own kitchen, he could
do it.
Have guest taps, but since he doesn't have his own kitchen, that won't happen. But
so just buy Mother Mary's.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bought Mother Mary's. Yes.
And solved.
Cut a hole in the wall.
Let's go buy it.
But he does put it a little bit nicer than, I'm not trying to say you butchered it. But he says
I butchered it.
He's trying to keep up the demand with the equipment that he solely owns.
Right.
So.
He's working his ass off.
But
no
that's
doubt.
The thing, though. He's not able to keep up with the beer, but he is able to own all the equipment that he has. And you know, it has his name on it.
Yeah.
And he's able to do this and able to disappoint people with his name, and that's kind of cool. But, you know, they'll have more tanks coming in.
It's the best problem ever to have if you're running a business.
However, he kind of indicated, though, that they'll be bringing in a tank that's twice the size of his current, which would probably be maybe 6 barrels, if I don't know, what, maybe 6 or 12, whichever his size is. But it will be dedicated to one of his IPAs. That kind of sounds like a flagship beer.
Flagship. Sir Lancelot.
Well, but to be honest, he said, I'll never pick my flagship. It will be the audience that picks
it. Yeah, on
the
show, he said he would not do it.
And apparently Lancelot is the one everyone's picking.
Everyone's picking Lancelot.
Yeah, because they run that shit out fast.
And I agree with it. All right, guys. It's time to... We missed it on the last episode, so it's time to catch up with... Being caught drinking. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. So I have a quick 4.
All right.
That I can remember because it's been too long. So from the Schutz, they're bringing bringing a lot more beer to town. So the Pine Mountain Pilsner is one of their newer ones. It's a Pilsner.
It's Pilsner.
Yeah. And we kind of touched on that last show, but the Rough Draft Eraser IPA is still worth mentioning. And then last episode, Kim mentioned a brewery called Belching Beaver, if you guys remember. They also have a beer called the Peanut Butter Milk Stout. Ooh. And it doesn't taste like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Some people threaten that, but it tastes more like Nutter Butter if you've had one.
I love Nutter Butter.
Yeah, so the Belching Beaver Peanut Butter Milk Stout tastes like a Nutter Butter in a bottle. Nutter nice. Butter in a bottle.
I want that.
And then
I will have.
One day while beer gardening. You know, if you will. A bottle showed up by the beer prophet brought in a bottle. It was the Swedish chef, I believe, made this beer. It's the Fleur de Firm. Fleur de Firm. And it was a dark farmhouse, or saison, if you will. And it was quite possibly one of the better beers I had.
Is that the one I had?
Yeah, you did have a little sippy sip of it.
Yeah, I did.
You did have a little sippy sip of it, and the closest relation I could bring to it was one of the Anchor Holiday Ales. That was one of the closest relations I could give, you know, anybody that doesn't get to try it.
I'd agree with that.
Sure. Those are my 4 been caught drinking.
Been caught drinking. Nick.
Hello.
What have you been drinking lately?
We had a little get together. This goes back to Father's Day. And I'm getting my father-in-law more and more into craft beers.
Nice.
And so we do bottle share. And we had... I got him drinking Old Rasputin finally.
Yeah.
He discovered Russian Imperial Stouts.
It's on now.
Yeah. So he discovered the Russian Imperial Stouts. And the first one he had was the Stone's Russian Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
The IRS.
Yeah. Simply titled. Excuse me. So then I brought him Old Rasputin, and that went over really well. I took him a bottle of the Stone Smoked Porter with Chipotle peppers. Yes.
That's floating around town right now.
That's floating around right now.
How is that?
I think, well, let me backtrack a little bit, because I've had both versions of it. They make the standard smoked porter. Mm-hmm. They do a smoked porter with vanilla bean, which I thought was really, really good. And now they have a smoked porter with Chipotle peppers. And I think, I hate to say it, because I love the vanilla bean version a lot, but I think the Chipotle peppers is better with the smoky porter. If it wasn't smoky, I think the vanilla porter would be great. But Chipotle peppers and the smokiness, it screams barbecue. It's just,
yeah,
you know, they belong together. So that was... really, really good. Even on we had a good weekend Father's Day weekend. It was really cool. Not over 110 like it has been earlier in May.
Yeah, it's been nice.
But a couple other beers we had. Mendocino Brewing Company.
Yes.
Heard of them.
Up north.
They have an anniversary ale, which I think is a little old by now. But it was still really good. It was a pale ale, which you think they would go big because their red tail ale is really, really hoppy and bitter.
Yeah.
But the pale was really good, even for an older version of it, for an anniversary ale. It still kind of held up. I think Costco's still got that one.
Okay.
And then we had one Vegas beer that we brought back. Joseph James Brewing Company. They have a Red Fox Stout, which they then barrel age. We had the barrel aged Russian Imperial Stout from them, and this beer was great. This was I'm sad. I have to go all the way back to Las Vegas to get another bottle.
Wow! See, Las Vegas actually produced something.
They actually produced something. But it was good. It was. You know, for barrel-aged beer, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be super oaky. But it was way heavy on the coffee.
Nice.
Ooh, what's going on here? I just took a sip of the
newest
beer.
We have a new beer in front of us now.
It surprised the hell out of me. Yeah, I didn't expect
Bearded
it.
Brewer, what's going on with this?
So the tagline is, like hot chicks on the beach.
Yes.
Oh, we call that Sundays at my house.
Porter brewed with hand...
No, is they talking about Millerton Lake? Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, that's the beach they're talking about. Yeah, all right. Millerton Lake.
Porter brewed with hand-toasted coconut. 6% by volume, 12-ounce can, or 355 milliliter. What do I know where you're from?
For our European listeners.
Not certified made in, but certified made on Maui.
Maui!
Maui Brewing
what does
Company.
That mean?
Maui Brewing Company, which is Lahaina. What?
Lahaina.
Lahaina. Maui, Hawaii, which is...
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Brewed and canned at Maui awesome. Brewing Company. Sounds. And it is a 2000...
Bitch, I got to get to Hawaii quick.
2006 Beer Cup Gold Award.
Oh.
So...
Sounds important.
It is a gold
beer
award.
Beer Gold Cup Award.
Bill Cup... Cord or board.
World Beer Cup Gold Award winner 2006.
Gold Ward
Beer.
Apparently, this
is a Gold Ward beer. Drink up, America.
Have a cup.
It fits in the herb and spice beer category.
Lahaina. Mahalo.
I'm just looking for my hind.
So,
it's good.
This is probably our second Hawaiian beer, and it's quite possibly not macro. Owned,
yeah. The first one, not macro?
Because Kona would be the only other...
Kona's...
Hawaii.
I think
base.
We've had one other Maui before.
Burp.
But I don't see the can on the show.
Burp? Yeah, it might have fell in the cracks.
Yeah, in the crevasse.
The
can crevasse. But this is tasty.
It is quite the tasty.
I like the thrusting.
Now I have a beer to seek out when I'm in Maui next.
Thrusting yeah. fist of a coconut
mug. 'Cause
I go there
all the time. So this one was a gift from the Oscar from Peeves Public House.
Peeves.
He did a beercation, if you will, and he brought something back because he was thinking of us. So.
Aw, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He put that in his luggage?
Mm-hmm. This is the one beer that did make it of his package. The others I drank.
Oh, okay, good. I thought he had a can explosion.
A can explosion.
Nope. I drank the Golden Road, drank the peanut butter stout, I drank.
You bastard.
Well, the other one was Hop in the Dark, which we had two episodes ago. Yeah.
Just a hop in the dark.
That's still going.
It's still going.
After all this time.
One episode away from you.
But yeah, no, this one made it out, and I thought you guys might like to.
Yeah, it's good.
Try it a little good job.
It's
a good beer. And then
it's a good
boom.
I've been caught drinking.
Mikey, what have you been drinking?
DDH.
Oh,
that old thing.
I had a growler of DDH.
Oh, that old thing.
Finish that off quickly.
You know where I had DDH not too long ago?
Episode of Dark Town. Body in the Bog had it on tap.
Ooh, is it gone now?
It's probably gone by now. I mean, yeah. Have you seen how well that thing drinks on tap?
It does.
Oh,
well.
Wait, you just talked about a whole growler of it.
Yep. Drink it well in the Dorktown, a recent back in the day Dorktown. And I had a General Sherman at Papa Lowe's.
No.
Because, like, I guess I caught him on a day where they're tapping out of kegs because, you know, I looked at their, when you walk into Papa Lowe's, you look at their taps on there. You're like, all right, this is what I got to work with. I named two of them and he would like, okay. And they come back. Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. All right. Well, give me that. And then he come back a few minutes later. Yeah, we don't have that.
I'll take Mama's Yellow Pilsner.
Yeah.
No, okay, that's
and
out.
And then he's like...
I'll get the Rebel IPA. Oh, darn, that's out. Oh, yeah, I guess
no.
I'll just get the Sherman.
I did not order that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, finally I'm just like, well, what do you got in IPA? He says, I'm like, well, we got General Sherman. I said, yes.
Yes.
Give me that.
Good answer.
And then I went to the salad bar and enjoyed myself.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have a Dorktown Network meetup in that private room at Popolo's. All the Dorktown Network personalities. We got to do it.
And we get salad bar?
And salad bar.
Yeah, yes. That's the only way I'd go there is if I could eat salad bar, whatever we're doing.
Can I get all salad bar?
Awesome. That happened to me. I hate to say it. I love that place, but yeah, I asked for two different beers.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up with the Sierra Nevada Summerfest.
Ooh.
Czech Pilsner. Because they were out of my first two choices.
Had to keep going down.
Had to, yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
And I felt bad because I was like, oh, I'll just go off the list, mm-hmm. you know, to save the waitress time. I didn't want to be a dick and be like,
yeah, right.
I know more about beer than you do.
Yeah, exactly.
And it still didn't do me any good.
Damn it.
Yeah,
I was like, the menu, like the waiter's like, oh, don't look at that. That thing's so old.
Oh, he warned you.
Okay. I don't know what to do now. But I had you know what? The Indica from Lost Coast.
Oh, yeah.
IPA.
Yeah.
I mean, we've mentioned it before, but it's been a while. It is the best IPA for the price. You can't beat it. It's mm-hmm. like $4
mm-hmm.
pretty much really? Everywhere. And it's just a solid IPA. It's not amazing, uh-huh. but it's like really, like I want to have an IPA. I want to have a West Coast IPA.
Yeah.
It meets all the requirements, and it's $4 for a bomber.
That's true. Yeah, there's the 76 on Herndon and West.
Yes.
That's where I purchased a few bottles of that.
They have good prices in there. They don't have a huge selection, but they do have a selection.
Yeah, at
least, and all their prices are good.
Yeah, 3/4 of a door. But I mean, they have your what is it? The company makes double wide Boulevard. You know, your Boulevard, your Stones, they your have, Lost Hanger Coast,
24.
Your Hangers. Yeah, they have a
Hangry.
They have a good 3/4 of a door. And they have tacos within the same.
Oh yes, yes. Inside.
And that's get a taco, yes, get a beer.
Tacos.
Yep, that's a good place to have a lunch beer. If they would only carry a lunch beer.
You need lunchbox beer.
Lunchbox beer. They had bikini beer. The bearded brewer would be there all the time. And it wasn't on the other side. I had Green Flash's Hop Odyssey White IPA.
Oh.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, a lot of people talked about that.
Hop Odyssey?
Mm-hmm.
The White IPA.
I think that's a series, the Hop Odyssey.
Yeah, it's a series, or Hop Odyssey. And I love Green Flash.
Yeah.
Green Flash is one of my favorite brewers.
Okay. For hoppy beers.
And that Wipa, no. I
Wipa?
No. Wipa.
Wipa.
It's a Wipa.
Yeah, see?
See, we came acronym up with another one.
Form.
He wouldn't wipe Wipa it with his ass.
No. So
it's a Wipa.
No, it's not good. I have it. I opened it and left the second half of it in the fridge.
Oh, no.
And it's been sitting in the fridge opened for a while. So if you guys want to try it.
Just push it back next to the 16th.
Been open for 2 weeks.
Just push it right on back and we'll save it for.
Put it by the beer. One day when we do that beer fest. We should probably do it quick because every week that goes by, we don't do the bad beer festival. It just gets worse.
All right.
Doesn't get better.
RSVP now for your bad beer festival seat.
I have like about 5 or 6 terrible beers aging in the fridge waiting for an episode of bad beers.
Ooh. I bet I could go find a couple off the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I'm thinking yes.
Yeah, no. I got a growler aging.
Wow, that would be some that bad does not, stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure I've never heard of anyone aging a growler.
Well,
sure
it's happening.
Well, guess what? It's happening.
It's in there. So
it's happening.
When we have this episode, I'll bring that growler out and we'll see how it is. It's a barley wine. It's a barley wine.
Will so I die? Oh, okay.
It's a high enough percentage to won't age. Die.
The alcohol will at least kill off the bacteria that will kill me.
Oh, shit.
All right. Look it out, guys. Anything before we get out of here? Is there a beer you're like, I haven't tried yet. I want to have it.
No, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah, there is, bro.
Oh, bro.
One thing for me, while you guys build your itineraries of looking out...
Who says I'm not ready?
The dark hair brewing. Dark hair brewing. No, Dark Horse, who we have, the Michigan brewer, who one of our lovely listeners, or handsome listeners, has sent to us. All these Dark Horse. But I don't think he sent this to us because I don't know if it came out yet. But I just keep seeing this everywhere in the social media. Smells like a safety meeting IPA.
Mm-hmm.
That just the name, and then it's an IPA, and then the Dark Horse Brewing is we enjoyed their stuff, so all these combined makes for I want to have a smells like a safety meeting IPA because at my work we have safety meetings.
Yes, yes.
So I was like, wait, does this person work with me and is making names for beers? I like it. I'll bet Tioga has safety meetings. Do you? No. All right, never mind.
You should know that right away.
They, yeah, you guys do, totally.
Of course we do.
But, so that's one I'm looking out for. And, by the way, I'm going to be in New Jersey.
Jersey.
I haven't gone to the East Coast, like, ever in my life. Wow. So I'm going to be in the Jersey Shore area.
Oh.
Jeez, so I'm going to be looking out for anything I can find. I'm hoping I can get some. I know 6 Points like a New Yorkish brewer.
Probably easier found over there.
So I'm hoping I can find a lot of 6 Point.
Yes.
That's one I'm going to be looking out for.
Three beans, please.
DC Bra.
Bra. What up, bro?
You know, DC's not too terribly far, so I'm assuming DC bra is kind of prevalent. So I'm going to be looking out for DC bra. So that's what I'll be out there. 6 points in DC bra. And there then whatever is in my area to check out, I'll be all about it.
Since you'll be on, you know, that side of the continent, you're going to hit up Mr. May?
Oh, yeah, he's in North Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how close that is. It seems like, from what I know,
that's never being on the end. 3 hours
away. Yeah, probably. From never being in the East Coast, it seemed, from what I can gather from information being told to me, like driving's like just a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like don't it's just, yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah. Just don't try and drive around New Jersey or New York.
No.
So I'm just going to be, choo-choo. I'm going to be, you know, held back by not knowing to drive around.
You won't.
And mass then I'll transit. Have a family. Oh, yeah, they got the mass transit, the buses. Transit.
You'll figure it out trains. In no time.
Yeah, right. So it's a family trip, and I'm not going to really want to drive around.
Yeah, don't drive.
So if you want to come to me wherever, at the Jersey Shore area.
You come to Mike.
Come meet me at some sort of craft beerist thing, or tweet us. Tweet us.
Tweet us.
At Perfect Poor Pod and say, hey, you have to check out this place. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
That's looking out.
Look it out.
All right. Time for cheers. Episode 51 of The Perfect Boar. Anything?
Wow. I don't get a looking out, huh?
Oh, I thought we did you.
Yeah, no.
We didn't?
Jerk face.
What? No. What are you looking out for then?
I'm looking out for.
I completely thought we did Nick. That's how bad off.
Oh, no.
This is what happens when you just drink too many craft. You forget.
And hurried to get out of here.
Yeah, you're like, all right,
we gotta go. We gotta go. Care. That's fine.
Nick.
So, Belgium, Lips of Faith series with three Floyds. The Grazer Ale.
Grazer
Ale. This qualifies for a school night beer, 4.5%.
School night beer. That's a thing now.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, looking out for this, what I saw last week, Hop Fire Double IPA from Sierra Nevada.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah,
I've not seen that.
It is a double IPA with chili peppers. It's pretty fresh.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. And that is all. I'll keep it short. All right. So we can get to cheers.
Do we have cheers?
Maybe we don't. I got a couple of cheers.
All right.
Are we ready?
Bring it. Nick the 80.
Contender on the Instagrams.
Contender.
India Pale Whale.
All right. Nice.
And nice.
That's solid.
Damn.
Let's see. Craft Beer Hawaiian.
Craft Beer Hawaiian.
I figure.
We got a Hawaiian theme going.
Yeah. Cheers.
Is he from Maui or the Big Island or for Kauai?
He's taking it all.
All of the islands. All of the islands are mine.
All of my islands.
And then a guy who needs help. Draft problems.
Draft problems.
Yeah.
You sure he's not a fantasy football player?
Don't want to be there. Oh, that could be.
All right. Those are solid. Cheers. Bearded Brewer, you have any cheers?
I'll dig out two. A guy out of New Mexico calls himself Marble Brewery, but it's just local lovers of craft beer and community and blah, blah, blah. So Instagram, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Timmy One Bastard. Timmy, you bastard. I just go to South Park on that one. But likes craft beer and whatnot. But there was one post. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. There was like an album cover. And it had a disclaimer. Oh, here we go. Forecast for tonight. Alcohol, comma. Low standards and poor decisions. It sounds like our podcast.
Yes. That's our new tagline.
Yeah, those are my cheers. Some
cheers. All right. Thank you for listening, Perfect Bar. And I know if you're like, hey, wait, there's a voicemail streak happening. Why haven't they talked about voicemails? Well, this episode's not part of the streak.
Oh, okay.
Because we had to record this a little earlier than we normally record it.
We got
to record. So we didn't get the full 7 days of time for a voicemail. So I think maybe we can legally say this isn't part of the streak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
559-492-0542 is our voicemail line.
Just imagine the voicemails in your head if you really miss them.
And call us with your voicemails about anything, what you're drinking, craft beer bar in your town, and island beers, whatever you want to do. We like the voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure for episode 52, we have plenty of voicemails.
Yes.
To have.
Make it happen.
Doubly so.
Make it happen.
At Perfect Board Pod on the social medias. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we're all on Untappd and Beer Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find us there too. The Nick 80.
What's up?
Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
And Dorktown on Untappd and Perfect Four Pod on Beer Citizen. So there you go. You're in. Thank you for listening to the Perfect Four Craft Beer Podcast. Sweet summer.